And welcome to County's Life Connect. And we're on our second morning together. We're going to look at the next part of Psalm 27. Did you know what, or do you know what Hitler, Mussolini, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and my husband have in common? Well, one of the things anyway. They all suffer from, or suffered from, let me see if I can say this right, eulrophobia. Yeah, scary, eh? It's a fear of cats. Did you know that? What are you afraid of? Anything? Spiders, snakes, heights, dark? Perhaps you're perhaps you're like my daughter was when she was a little girl. She was a pogonophobic. She was scared of beards. Do you know what? We've got a classic photograph of her sat on her dad's knee. He is dressed as Father Christmas. And I know for a fact, because I was there, that he was doing this. Daddy pretending to be Father Christmas, and putting the beard back on and taking it off. And her face would just change from a smile to terror. My daughter was a pogonophobic when she was a little girl. Okay, see if you can guess these. Paternophobic. Any idea what that person is scared of? If they're paternophobic? Feathers. Or being tickled by them anyway. How about acathisophobic? Acathisophobic. Nothing to do with my daughter this time. It's a fear of sitting down. That would be a bit of a disaster, wouldn't it? And this one makes me laugh. A sesquipedalophobic. Any ideas? It's a fear of long words. Just right, eh? More seriously, in these times of pandemic, we're aware that there is, well, fear everywhere around us, surrounding us, I think. Fear of perhaps illness, certainly death, of poverty maybe, and certainly isolation. Maybe people are afraid of the environmental imbalance or natural disasters. Maybe they're just plain scared of what the future holds. Maybe it's terrorism or political unrest, certainly is in some parts of our world. We are surrounded by things that could potentially just terrify us. What are the things that surround David in Psalm 27 that he could have been fearful of? Let's read it again together. Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me on a high rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will rejoice, sacrifice with shouts of joy, and no doubt rejoice. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, nor do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, The Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. But I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. Amen. We saw yesterday that David begins with these wonderful statements about his Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I have God as my illuminator, he says. He is my rescuer and he is my stronghold. Who shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? And it makes me want to shout, not one! I want to enter into the spirit of the psalm a bit. Did they have audience participation in Old Testament times? Pretty sure they did. I might even be tempted, though, to think after that first verse, like old David. Maybe he's just got it easy, seems so excited about the Lord. But then the camera begins to pan out in verse 2. And we see a snapshot of what he's contending with. The things he might be afraid of. The wicked are advancing, wanting to take pieces out of him. He has enemies and he has foes. There are besieging armies and there's war breaking out against him. Yet he continues, as he started in verse 1, sounding almost triumphant. My foes will stumble and fall. I will not fear. I will be confident. And this time I want to shout, Hallelujah! You can do it with me if you want. But do we do this as we look around at all that surrounds us? Do we identify all the threats and all our fears and say with David, I will not fear, I will be confident? Do we say with David, I know who I am trusting in. I know who my light is, my salvation, my stronghold, it is my Lord. And I choose to let go of the fear and to be confident that all this, whatever that this is for you, is in his capable hands. Do you? It reminds me of the chorus of a hymn we used to sing quite often when I was a girl that starts, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has been made known. Oh, why unworthy as I am, he takes me as his own. And then the chorus is this. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Do you know that one? Just sing it along with me. Just rewind a bit and do the chorus with me. But when I've read those verses and I've remembered that hymn, I feel a buzz and an excitement in my spirit, a sort of punch the air sort of victory type response. But do you know what? I'm glad the psalm doesn't actually end there. Because I don't always feel like that. And as we read on, we see that neither does David. And that helps me so much to know that my fluctuating response to God's sovereignty and trustworthiness is not my own peculiar, exclusive battle, but something that God's people have struggled with for millennia. It's a good job we have the rest of the week to spend time with David in this psalm. I wanted to help you start today with a shout of triumph and to declare confidently that you, with you and with the Apostle Paul, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8. and to thank God with you that he can encourage us with his word and through his people, but also to acknowledge that David isn't removed from the things that scare him, that surround him and threaten him. And actually, those things aren't removed either. But what that what is removed is the fear that God, we can trust God for our light and our salvation and our stronghold. And as we do that, the fear dissipates, whatever we're surrounded by. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word and for your people, the church. You knew that we would need both. As we look around us today, please help us not to be overwhelmed by our circumstances, but to trust you. To remember that in you we have light, salvation, and a stronghold. And whatever surrounds us, please help us to commit it all to you today. Amen.